our second episode of Popular Netflix Shows with your hosts, Sloan and Katie. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about The Good Place. The Good Place has over 2.35 million views. So I've actually never seen it, but Katie has, so she's going to tell us a little bit about it.
First, we're going to talk about characters. So Eleanor, like the blonde one.
So like Kristen Bell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the main character. And there's Chidi, her soulmate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has glasses. He's kind of a nerd, honestly.
All right.
Tahani.
Oh, Tahani.
Tahani.
That name sounds like fancy.
Stuck up.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, she lives in a mansion with her soulmate, Jason.
I thought all people in The Good Place lived in her mansion.
Oh, no, like, they, like, have houses that, like, we'll go with that
okay.
later. We'll talk about that later.
I feel like his name would be Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason, like, he's a Buddhist monk, Chinese something.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't speak, but he is Tahani's soulmate. So, then we got Michael. Michael's, like, an angel, but not because that's not how The Good Place works. So, he's a Good Place architect.
He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean is like a devil, but not. He's just a bad place architect.
Wait, is there like the bad place and the good place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's like a bad place architect. And then there's Vicky. She's like a mini devil.
Okay.
Yeah. She's evil, but. And then there's Janet. She's Michael's like assistant.
Alrighty.
She's like a walking Google. You can ask her anything and she'll just be like, sure, and just say it.
Nice.
She's all the knowledge.
That would be a curse, I feel more like for her. Just knowing like literally everything.
But she's like a robot.
Oh.
But she's a human. That's
okay.
If you watch it, you understand. Then there's Simone.
Mm-hmm.
Simone. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
And Simone is, spoiler alert, Chidi's soulmate later.
Oh no.
Something happens. But
oh no.
Oh no. But yeah, that's the characters.
Cool.
So our second topic is going to be seasons. There's four seasons.
How many like episodes are per season?
Oh my goodness. There's a lot. I was going to try to binge watch it, but then I realized it took me so long to watch.
Okay.
Yeah. But probably my favorite season was season one because, like, Stranger Things, it was, like, the original,
like
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, the more it went on, the kind of weirder it got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's this one episode where there was, like, this glowing elephant.
Lovely. All right.
Yes. Janet spawned it, and it would, like, grant wishes. Yeah.
Of course it was Janet.
Yeah.
Google.
Google. But, yeah, so, I would say my second favorite was probably either season two or three. Like, fourth. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what was going on in the fourth one.
I feel like that can be said with most shows.
I know, like, the longer it goes on, like, kind of like worse it gets.
Yeah,
but it's not
because it just gets crazy.
Yeah,
at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's season one's definitely the best one, but there's a lot of episodes to watch.
Yeah. Okay. This episode is sponsored by Pillow Pets. Say hello to the Pillow Pets. Pillow Pets are cute, huggable pets that pop open into full-size pillows. They're soft, they're cuddly, and they will make the perfect pillows. Moms, your kids will absolutely love their Pillow Pets. You simply undo the hook and loop strap, and the pack pops open into a full-size pillow. Just fold it up, reattach the hook and loop, and it's back to the cuddly animal. It's a fun and easy playtime, sleep time, anytime. Kids of all ages love their Pillow Pets. There's a panda bear, a ladybug, a frog, a dog, a unicorn, a dolphin, a bumblebee, a monkey, and so many more. Everyone needs a pillow. Why not have a fun pillow? Pillow Pets are great for travel. Look, PJs fit right inside. Perfect for the overnight trips to grandma's house. This is more than just another stuffed animal. It's a pillow that your child or grandchild will actually use.
Alright, that was a good word from our sponsor. Go buy yourself a pillow pet. I know I would, and I do buy myself pillow pets. But topic 3 is the good place.
Alright, so, it's like the place itself?
Yeah, so like,
okay.
Yeah, just the place. So, good place is just a good place.
Okay, it's just like good.
Yeah.
It's a good place.
It's like heaven, but most religions got it only like 5% right.
Okay.
And then there's this one guy who ate wild radishes, and then he got like a vision about like how like the actual place was, and then, like after he was like really good, but I can't remember his name. He's not a main character.
Oh, no, nice.
Yeah. So the good place is just like basically like it's a neighborhood. Like there's an architect that makes it, and just you get your soulmate and then the house based on your personality and how you would like it.
Mm-hmm.
And like people that you would work good with live in your neighborhood, and like there's Janet too, who like can give you anything, do anything.
Nice.
But, yeah,
cool. What about the bad place?
So the bad place is like an architect, you know, there's good and bad architects. There's
yeah,
bad. So this is like what Sean and like Vicky do.
Mm.
Yeah, they like make bad neighborhoods. But, like, Sean is, like, me. Okay, whatever. But the bad place, they just torture you in very weird ways that I'm not going to say. PG channel.
For the most
podcast.
Part.
but, yeah, they torture you in very weird ways. They come up with some whack stuff.
Alrighty.
But, yeah, that's the bad place.
Okay. So, that was the good place. Hope you liked it. Mm-hmm. And go watch it if you haven't, like, spoiled too much. I mean, we haven't really. Not as much as Stranger Things.
Thanks for listening.
Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
Bye.